Hi everyone. I'm here again, or I don't know. But yeah, I'm answering another questionnaire. Yay! Yeah, I really need to post all of this questionnaire that I've been saying, so and apparently I'm mumbling again. So yeah, I'm answering this questionnaire, this questionnaire made by Naughty Little Lottie. titled "I Need a Pick Me Up from You Sexy Badasses." Yeah. Okay, here we go. I just scanned through the questions, so yeah. So yeah, here we go. Number one, how tall are you? I am 5'7" tall. I mean 5'7½ tall. Yeah, I am putting the half inch is very important because I take pride in that half inch. So yeah, I'm pretty tall for a Filipina and or an Asian girl, I guess. So yeah, that's how I am. Number two, what in your opinion would be the worst way to die? Well, for me, there are a lot of ways. There are a lot of worst way to die. So yeah, but let's just ignore the barking, please. But yeah, I think something that would like blow my body into pieces, like I mean, I'm really kind of vain, and so if I die, I want an open casket on my funeral. And if that's not possible, then for me, I mean, dying, I don't know. okay, again. What I'm trying to say is, when I die, I want to still look on point. So yeah, if it's gonna like destroy my face or my body, so that's the worst way to die for me, I guess. But yeah, yes, seriously, before my serious answer, so I think for me the worst way to die is like seeing my loved ones, like before I die, seeing my loved ones in so much pain. And yeah, like it's like prolonging the agony, kind of that. So yeah. Number three, tell me something about you that no one could guess just by looking at you. Well, just by looking, probably that I have a potty mouth. Like, yeah, I really curse a lot, and I mean, I've been told that I look too innocent and too sweet. So yeah, that's usually what surprises people when they hear me curse and swear. Yeah, they it's like they can't imagine that I'm capable of saying such profanities. So yeah. Number four, what in life brings you joy? That dog. Okay. If it's not the rooster, it's the dog. I love my life. Okay, so yeah. Number four, what in life brings you joy? Well, food. And aside from food, my friends, my family, my loved ones, yeah, they They are the source of my happiness. And as cheesy as it may sound, they are the reason why I live. Yeah. So, number five. What keeps you coming back to GWA? Again, this is gonna be a cheesy answer, but definitely the people. the lovely people of GWA and the friends that I've made. Because I used to be a lurker, and while I was lurking, I don't really spend that much time on GWA, but ever since like I joined, I just feel like I can't leave anytime soon. So yeah. Moving on. Number six. What kind of audio is your personal favorite to listen to? For sure, boyfriend experience type of audios, and those cuddly ones, because I usually listen when I'm about to sleep, and those are the best kind of audios to listen to for me. Number seven. Do you have any kinks that you feel might be considered strange or taboo? If so, what are they? Oh, of course. I mean, my number one kink. Like, why? So my number one kink is incest, and oh my god, like the first time I realized that I was into incest stuff, I was really having a major breakdown. Like, I can't even accept that I'm into that kind of stuff. Like, yeah, that's the fun thing growing up with religious people. And yeah, it really is taboo, but okay. So yeah, incest, that's my kink. Oh, number eight. Okay, I'm not prepared for this. So number eight, are you in love with anyone right now? If so, do they know it, or are you planning to tell them? Well, I'm just gonna say it. I'm the type of girl who's full of love, so I'm pretty much in love with everyone. But yeah, but seriously, I mean, like, if we're saying like in love, then. Yeah, I am in love, and do they know it? I hope they do. I mean, I don't. Yeah, they do. Oh, this guy's. Yeah, they know. They know it. So yeah, that's it. Moving on. Number nine. Tell me something strange about you. Any weird talents or oddities? Something strange about me. I guess it's not a talent. It's not a talent, but I'm too clumsy for my liking. Like, it takes extra effort for me just not to end up getting hurt, and yeah. So, I don't know, that's strange for me, because people can walk normally, people can go down the stairs normally, while I, on the other hand, have to be 100% focused just going down the stairs. So yeah, I think that's strange. Number 10, how is your confidence? Well, I'm not really a confident person, but I'm good at faking it. Like, I believe that I mean, I'm a really, really, really shy person, and for me, I have to fake my confidence, and sometimes, like, faking it till you make it work. So yeah, I'm going on. I'm on the road to getting my confidence. Okay, moving on. Next question. How do you feel about sex combined with food? Any awkward moments with vegetables? I mean, I love food and sex sounds good, but it depends where, what kind of food you're combining sex with. So yeah, so I mean, I'm down for it. Any awkward moments with vegetables? Nope. Number 12. What are you most passionate about in life right now? I haven't thought of it in a while. I guess right now I'm passionate in striving for my own happiness, for contentment. Like, yeah, I'm, yeah, yes, fucking cheesy, but yeah. I mean, that's what I guess that's what I'm passionate about right now. I mean, yeah, I'm like, career wise, I need to start looking for a career in my life, but yeah, I think that the best. I'm mumbling, and rumbling. So, again. What are you most passionate about in life right now? Well, I'm passionate about looking for what will make me happy in the long term. Is that a good enough answer? I hope it is. So, next question. What is your favorite book or movie, if you prefer? Well, I mean, I don't have a constant favorite. I guess I have lots of favorite, and yeah, but I'm gonna answer the book. What is your favorite book? I'll have to say fun. excuse me. So yeah, I have to say my favorite book is Fangirl by Rainbow Rowell. I feel like I connected so much with Kat, the main character in that book. So, and yeah, because I'm a fangirl. Yeah, good job. Okay, now next question. Worst sex you've ever had, and why? I don't have any worst sex experience because I'm very inexperienced. Yay! Number 15. Okay. Do you believe in aliens? I used to not believe in them, but now I guess I am. Yeah. Because I think there are lots. The galaxy, the universe is still expanding. So, I mean, there's a possibility that aliens exist. And yeah, I'm just hoping that they're not some, you know, weird, like those who go, we're gonna kill you and we're gonna take over this planet type of aliens, because yeah, that's gonna fuck me up. So yeah. But yeah, I do believe in aliens. Number 16. Do you consider yourself straight, bi, gay, pan? What attracts you most about someone's physical appearance? Well, I don't really, I mean, as far as considering myself, I don't know, but I don't know, because but one thing I'm sure is I'm not 100% straight. So, I mean, yeah, I know I'm not 100% straight, but I don't know if I'm bi or pan. I'm still finding out if I am. I mean, my sexuality confuses me sometimes, so yeah. And what attracts you most about someone's physical appearance? A person's smile really is what draws me to them. Like, I have weakness for eyes, but that's the first thing that I notice at a person is their smile. And yeah, that's what attracts me most about someone. Yeah. And last question: how do you remedy a bad day? By eating lots and lots and lots and lots of junk foods and sweet stuffs, like, yeah, and just staying in bed. So yeah, those are my answers. I survived. Yay. Yay me. Thank you for listening. Thank you. Bye.